们读圣经很重要的一件事情。
There's an important thing when we read the Bible.
不能只是念一小段。
We should not read a small passage.
我们一定要看前文后理。
We have to look at its context.
在今天我们选读的节段经文里面有一个很重要的大前提。
There's a precondition of this passage we just read today.
我们要往前看第三章。
Let us look at chapter 3.
当中最重要的一个经节。
One of the most important verse is this.
从第十四节。
Verse 14.
经文是这样的念。这家就是永生神的教会。
Okay. This God's household is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
Okay. 下面一句就是真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and the foundation of the truth.
所以今天如果你不懂教会的定义的话，
Today, if you do not know what is a church,
这两句话是很重要。
It is important to pay attention to these two verses.
头一个，教会是什么？
First of all, what is church?
教会是永生神的家。
Church is the household of the living God.
所以如果你在永生神的家里面的话，那你是谁？
If you live in the household of the living God, then who are you?
所以今天我们说，所有基督徒聚在一起，我们都称为弟兄姊妹。
Today, when we Christians gather together, we call each other brothers and sisters.
那不是空的一个名。
It's not empty name.
而且这个关系也不是暂时的。
It's not temporary relation either.
因为这是永生神的家。
Because this is a household of the eternal God.
所以这个关系是永恒的。
So our relationship with each other is eternal.
所以现在你晓得主耶稣说，你不能跟弟兄姊妹当中有任何的误会在当中。
So our Lord is telling us that you cannot have a broken relationship with brother and sisters.
因为今天我们某所有的关系都是暂时。
Because our temporary relationships today are only temporary.
有一些的关系不是不重要，但是会改变。
Some relationships will change.
在永生神的家里面，关系是永恒的。
But the relationship we have in the eternal God's household is eternal.
所以我们怎么样在教会里面行事为人
？So how do we behave in church is eternally important.
这很重要。
Is eternally important.
下面的哪一句是讲到教会的功能
？The next verse is about the function of the church.
那是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
真理是一切的由来。
Truth is the source of everything.
神在真理里面创造了一切。
God created heavens and earth.
所以今天在教会里面，如果人迷失了方向，不懂得真理的话
，If we lost our direction in truth, then we are lost in church.
教会就是唯一的把整个能够挽回。
So church is the only thing that God set to recover the truthfulness.
不单单我们在教会里面彼此的关系重要。
Not only our relationship in church is important.
那为什么耶稣称教会是这个世界的灯台？
Why God calls church to be the lamp of the world?
如果教会里面没有那个传扬福音，没有那个真理传出去的这个的那个功能没了。
If we are not promoting truth, not preaching the gospel, then we have lost the function of God's church.
就好像。今天如果所有灯都关了
，If we turn off all lights today，
那怎么办
？What can we do？
那当然，你说哇，那就是所有灯关了，还是有一点点亮。
那 you would say there will be a light from outside, a little bit of light。
那如果把那个太阳也关呢
？What if we turn off the sun？
那怎么办
What can we do?
你说有月亮啊？
I would say there's moon.
那当然错了。如果太阳换了，就没有月
亮。That does not make sense. If you turn off sun, the moon will not shine anymore.
就我们都在黑暗里面。
So we will live in darkness.
在黑暗里面，什么都不能做。
In darkness, we cannot do much.
但是我们看，当天保罗就提出一个很重要的警告。
But Paul gave us a sincere warning here.
在那个年代里面，不单单人不晓得教会是干嘛的。
In his age, people did not know what is church for.
也看不清楚教会是我们人的唯一的方向。
They did not know that church is the place that we have to go.
所以有些人进了教会以后的话，传一些的道理是完全跟神的道反过来。
So in his age, some people came to church and teach some nonsense.
当天人以为来到教会都是属灵的事情。
You would think that in church everything is spiritual.
属灵的事情就是说，所有属于肉体的都是不好的。
And you might think that if everything should be spiritual, then anything physical is bad.
但是保罗说呢，是邪灵鬼魔的道理。
But Paul said that disregard of the physical is from the devil.
邪灵跟鬼魔的话，最主要的一招是欺骗。
The devil wants to cheat us. It's main device.
但是我们人当中有一个很软弱的地方，常常可以被欺骗的。
But we human beings have a weakness. We are very prone to be cheated.
本来人是神的造物当中最高峰的。
And we are the epitome of God's creation.
有神的灵在里面。
We have God's spirit in us.
当中通过了神造我们当中这个良心。
And God created a conscience for us.
或者说是良知。
And God gave us a conscious knowledge.
犯罪以后，这个良心、这个良知被毁了。
When after we have sinned, our conscience is darkened.
所以撒旦一来告诉你一些骗人的道理的时候，因为我们这个分辨的能力没了。
When Satan came to cheat us, we sometimes cannot discern.
所以我们就跟着去做。
So we follow the devil.
所以当天有一些很好的事情，却在教会里面传啊，那些事情都是不好的。
So there are good things in church that we say they are bad.
Okay, 比方来讲，婚姻。
For example, some people might think the church does not support marriage.
比方来讲，食物。
For example, some people may guess that church does not support good food.
所以我们中国人如果在那个年代去教会就很惨了。
So if we Chinese go to church in his age, we would be miserable.
因为我们的文化告诉我们这两样最重要的事情。
So because our culture emphasizes quite a lot on marriage and good food.
所以当天的禁欲主义的话，完全是鬼魔的道理。
So the focus only on spiritual things in that age was wrong.
今天
，today。
魔鬼很狡猾的把一切的放在另外一边。
The devil is cheating from another direction.
今天我们所有属于肉体的都是最好的。
Today we say that everything physical is good.
我们把一切的事情重新的定义。
We redefine everything.
人里面想要做什么，哪个都是好的事情。
If you want something, well, that must be good.
所以现在吃的多好。
If you enjoy yummy food, enjoy.
结婚越多越好。
If you get married, marry more.
都是不能结婚的话，改几个性别没问题。
If you don't want to be married with opposite sex, well, marry the same sex.
凡是肉体里面所想的可以做的都是好的。
Whatever your flesh wants, go do it. It's good.
所以我们晓得。
So we know.
唯一解救的方法是什么？
The only way to escape the world's scheme.
是真的在教会里面。
The only way to escape the devil's scheme is coming to church.
因为教会是唯一真理的根基在里面。
Because church is the only pillar and foundation of truth.
唯有教会告诉我们，神所做的一切都是好的。
Only church teaches us God's doing, all good, all God's good doings.
唯一在神的标准里面。
Only in God's standard.
而且我们的良知要回来。
Only in God, with God's standard, our conscience.
需要带着感谢的心领受。
We should receive good things with thanksgiving.
所以两方面哦。
Two sides.
神完全的道。
And God's perfect truth.
加人的祈求。
And our plea.
那所有才可以成圣。
Add up together is holiness.
所以今天你晓得什么是圣洁吗？
Do you know what is holiness today?
不是做一大套的事情。
It's not to do a lot of things.
不是每一天拼命念经。
It's not to read, to spend a lot of time reading the Bible.
而是真的从这个邪恶的年代里面分辨出来。
But it is to separate from this evil age, this evil world.
重新的归于神的真理跟国度里面。
To separate yourself and belong to God's truth and His kingdom.
那就是圣洁。
That is holiness.
所以今天我们的题目是如何作为基督的好执事。
So our topic today is how to be a good deacon in Christ.
是更加的重要。
It's an important topic.
因为经文讲得很清楚。
Because God's words is clear.
在这个大前提底下。
In this context,
执事是干嘛的？
In the context of church, why do we need deacons?
把这一切的都提醒人。
And the Bible says, remind others of these things.
刚才我们念经的时候，好像那个中文跟英文的有一点差别。
The English translation, Chinese translation, are slightly different.
刚才主席的念的是 NIV version。
Our chair today read from the NIV version.
NIV version 里面用的 deacon， 他说是minister。
NIV version used the word minister to refer to deacons.
Okay， 其实这个原文 deacon 哈是仆人的意思。
And deacon means servants.
是不管你是执事也好 ，minister 也好 ，and minister 也好。
No matter what you call it, this office is the office of servant.
原文的意思你是仆人。
And the original meaning is servant.
但是要搞清楚。
But we have to be clear about
its meaning. 谁的仆人？
Whose servant?
所以在教会里面，哦，执事是仆人的话，当然是我的仆人。
Deacons are servants.
所以我可以要求。
Perfect. So if deacons are my servants, then I can demand.
执事，那个厕所啊，很脏。
Deacon go to the clean the restroom.
摆平。
And set the chairs.
执事们哈，你是仆人嘛哈，我家里面的厕所也是很脏啊。
So if you are a deacon, how about fixing my toilet also?
执事们不是我们的仆人。
Deacons are not our servants alone.
那不是说执事们没有仆人的心，不愿意侍奉弟兄姊妹。
It's not that they do not have a servant heart.
要搞得很清楚。
They do, but we need to be clear.
人家的仆人可以侍奉你。
It's someone else's servant who are serving you.
但是为了什么缘故要侍奉你？
Why the deacons are serving you?
所以两方面都要看。
We need to understand. So we have to look at both sides.
执事们是神的仆人。
The deacons are God's servants.
所以两方面。
So there are two sides.
最大的尊荣。
It's a dignified office.
也是最大的谦卑。
It's a humble office.
在耶稣里面我们都看见。
In Christ, we can be clear about this.
最有尊荣的一个人。
The most dignified person.
可以做最低下的事情。
Can do the most humble service.
但是有这个仆人的心态。
He has a servant's heart.
执事们。
Deacons.
要做一个仆人。
You are servants.
一个有尊荣的仆人。
A servant of dignity.
但是也是一个谦卑的仆人。
A servant of humility.
但是不单单只是做一个仆人。
But you are not merely a servant.
保罗提醒我们说，你要做一个好的仆人。
Paul reminds us to be a good servant.
谁是好仆人？
Who are the good servants?
好仆人会完成主的托付。
A good servant do what the master
所以当主人吩咐我们的时候，你可以是仆人，你可以什么都不做。
When the master commands us, we either do it as servants or we reject his command.
但是一个好的仆人，他一定会完成主所吩咐。
A good servant would accomplish what the master wants to be done.
所以主吩咐我们做什么？
所以 what is God asking us to do?
所以，亲爱的执事们
，Our dear deacons and deaconess，
你们要很清楚。
You need to be clear.
在这边说
，Here in the Bible,
你要彰显一些的真理，要提醒我们的弟兄。
You need to remind brothers and sisters God's truth.
是不是单单止于这一步？
Do we stop here?
所以每一天我们的执事啰啰嗦嗦的告诉你啊，那就行了。
Do we nag our brothers and sisters and stop there?
那当然不是。
No.
为什么要特别的提醒弟兄姐妹？
Why do we want to remind our brothers and sisters?
所以要回到第一点呢。
We need to go to point one.
什么是教会？
What is church?
嘿，那是问题，我问你们。
That's a question for you.
什么是教会？
What is a church?
什么是教会？第一点，永生神的家。
It's the household of the eternal God.
以后我碰到你们，我会问哈。两点，什么是教会？第一点是什么？
There are two points. What is church?
永生神的家。
Number one, church is the household of the eternal God.
记住，永生神的家。
Church of the living God.
它的功能是。
And what is the function of the church?
真理的根不像样。
The pillar and the foundation of the truth.
Okay. 记住。
Remember.
不光光是一个口号。
It's not a slogan.
那是我们里面神给我们最神圣的一个任务。
It's a holy commission from God.
今天我们称为圣民。
Today we are called God's holy people.
在万民当中分别出来。
God separated us out from all the peoples.
就是为了如此。
For this purpose.
这是永生神的家。
This is the household of the eternal.
神家里面所有的家人有同一样的任务。
In God's household, we have the same commission.
真理从这个家而出。
Truth should issue from this place.
所以好的执事提醒弟兄姐妹，那是你的责任。
Good deacon and deaconess remind brothers and sisters.
真理不是光光在教会里面，教会要传扬真理出去。
Church, the truth does not, is not confined in the church. Truth have to come out of church to reach the world.
所以永生神的家是真理的根基。
So, Church of the Living God is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
教会的门打开。
The door of the church is always open.
真理传出去，人才可以进来。
So that truth will go out and people will be drawn in.
神的心意我们很清楚。
So we know God's will.
是什么？
What is it?
是什么？
What is God's will?
万人得救。
All people shall be saved.
万人的意思是没有一个人沉沦。
No one should be fallen.
是我们的责任。
It's our duty to bring everyone to God's church.
好的执事提醒弟兄姐妹。
A good deacon would remind brothers and sisters our great commission.
没错，是很艰难的。
It's hard task.
当执事是很艰难的。
It's hard to be a deacon also.
平常要上班。
And we have to go to work.
上班以后的话，以为礼拜天啊、礼拜六啊、周末可以休息一下。
And on weekend, can we rest?
没有，我们开会。
There's no rest, we have to go to meetings.
开会还开得很长。
And long meetings.
中餐、午餐、晚餐，完全忘记。
And we would forget breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Okay, 回去还要挨骂，有些人。
And some people will be reproached when they get home.
不容易。
It's not easy.
做了以后还常常被人误解。
And sometimes we are misunderstood by people.
现在很风光呢，心宽呢，当执事啦。
So you think it's glorious to be a deacon?
当然，事情做得好的，应当的。
Of course, if you do a good job, then you share God's glory.
事情做得不好呢?
What if our ministry is going down?
神的仆人罪该万死。
And we will be stamped upon.
我们都知道。
We know.
所以在这里提醒所有的弟兄姐妹。
So I like to remind brothers and sisters today here.
其实虽然我们今天没有挂了这个名，
Even today, we are not deacons or deaconess.
我们都应该是神的好仆人。
We should all be God's good servant.
我们的执事出来只不过是要提醒我们。
Our deacons are here to remind us our duties.
所以在当中保罗提到所有的执事， 包括了所有其他的你愿意做神好仆人的。
So when Paul gave tips to these deacons, he is also tipping all of us who are God's servants.
有三方面的你可以做到。There
are three things we can do.
第一方面,
Number one,
你要当耶稣的好仆人, 你要受这个装备。
First, to be God's good servant, we need to be equipped.
所以在真理的话语上面,
In God's truth, we shall be equipped.
现在我们讲到在神的话语, 我们可以全。
So when we understand God's word, we should understand God's whole counsel.
我们可以讲。
We should be able to teach God's truth.
我们可以教。
We should be able to edify other people.
我们可以学。
We should keep learning God's truth.
所以这一切都是道理，用嘴巴的。
And all of this, of course, are through your mouth.
用一点点的头脑。
You use your brain also.
大部分的服从。
And most of the time, we obey God's truth.
为什么说一点点，不是说我们只有一点点。
Why do I say a little bit?
用一点点的头脑。
We use a little bit of our brain.
因为真的我们只有一点点。
We only have a little bit of brain.
所以要大部分的服从。
Most of the time, our brain cannot understand, so we have to obey anyway.
神的话语是奥妙无穷。
God's words are full of mysteries.
等明了才做的话, 你等不了这一天。
If we only obey when we understand, then we cannot survive.
但是耶稣教导我们行了以后, 做了以后, 你真的明白了。
But Jesus teaches us, if we do God's will, we will understand.
所以重点我们看在经文里面记载是服从这个善道。
So God's word put a lot of emphasis on obedience.
我们不光光是听一个道理, 是服从, 而且心里面了解那是善的, 好的, 我一定跟着去做。
So not only we need to hear God's word, we need to obey God's word, and knowing in our hearts that God's words are good for us.
所以在两方面的配合里面，我们才说得了教育。
So with God's truth, with our obedience, we would be edified.
所以什么是教育？现在你也懂了。
So what is education, edification? Now we have the concept.
教育是在真理里面，我们传、我们讲、我们教、我们学。
Education is to learn truth, obey truth, and abide in truth.
然后另外一方面，我们听了，然后服从这个善道，心里面是渴慕的，然后照着去行。
Not only we listen, but we also obey. We obey in our hearts.
很重要的，怎么晓得我们已经做了？
And how do we know that we have done God's will?
要看你的长进。
And we need to look at our progress.
长进也是回来看你的心。
And the progress is in our hearts also.
看每一次你做了侍奉以后,
every time after you served,
你是开心还是抱怨?
Are you happy or you are complaining?
做完很重的事情以后, 看你是很累还是盼望, 下回如何?
After some heavy duty, are you hoping or you are avoiding for the service?
做了很多的事情, 没有人认同的时候, 你还是感恩, 还是一大堆的牢骚。
If you have done a lot but not recognized, do you complain or you are still grateful to God?
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹，如果你有侍奉的，有一个指标是很重要的。
So I tell brothers and sisters, if you serve God, then one thing you should examine.
你一定要长进。
You have to make progress.
如果在侍奉里面你是退后的。
If you retreat in service,
你是灰心的。
If you are discouraged in service,
你是常常抱怨的。
If you complain in service,
重新的立志。
Then you need to renew yourself.
在神里面好好的要重新的受这个教育。
You need to be re-educated in God's truth.
第二点
，Number two，
保罗说要当心这个世俗。
We need to be alert of ungodly talks.
所以大前提很重要，大前提里面已经讲了，这个世界里面都是鬼魔的道理。
So the context is that the world is full of the devil's schemes.
就是要欺骗人。
The devil wants to cheat us.
现在我们看我们的世界。
Now let's look at our world around us.
所有事情都是欺骗人的。
There are a lot of untruths over there.
对不对？
Lies.
我们的总统也是这样讲啊。Fake news.
Our president complains fake news also.
什么都是假的。
There are a lot of untrue things.
其实也有他的真的地方啊。
The president is right.
现在看我们的广告。
If you look at our ads.
啊。随便你拿一个来讲。
You take an ad.
是真的还是假的？
Is it real? Is it true or false?
拿一个查一查的，哦，漂亮哦，全世界都看
见。You put some chemical on your face, you'll become beautiful.
真的是
真
的？真的还是假的？
Really?
哦，这个药吃了以后长生不老哦。
If you take this medicine, you're going to live forever.
真的还是假的？
Really?
投资这个公司的话，将来的你这百万富翁了，一定的。
And if you invest in this company, you will become a millionaire. Really?
真的还是假的？
Are all those promises real?
今天我们所求所想的。
Today, we what's our desire? What's
our prayer? 好好念书。
Today, we often want our children to.Focus on the book, hit the books.
将来的功名富贵都是你的。
So that you'll be successful tomorrow.
真的还是假的？
Really?
找一个大公司。
And find a famous company.
将来你这不当总统也当总理了。
所以even if you're not president, maybe you can be a prime minister.
真的还是假的？
Really? Is the promise true?
所以问题是说世俗是什么
？So you ask me what is worldly teaching？
很奇怪的，我认为我讲的是真话。
And of course I think I'm telling truth。
但是大概在世上没有一个人会认同。
But nobody would agree that I'm telling only truth。
所以我看见是在这个千禧年以后，独道生以后。
So I have an observation of the year 2000.
我们的社会有一个现象。
Our society has a phenomenon.
我们的资讯实在是太多。
We have so much information.
所以我们的小孩的了解的、知道的事情比我们多十万倍。
So our children know so much more information than us.
难怪今天孩子都不听我们话。
No wonder they do not want to listen to us.
我们的的确确的比他们无知很多。
Actually, we are quite ignorant compared with our next generation.
因为我们没有他的时间常常在网上。
Because we do not have the time they have to spend on the internet.
但是我们却没有这个智慧。
But is information wisdom?
在当中所有这些资料到底什么是真的，什么是假的？
Among all the things we read on the internet, what is true, what is false?
更加没有另外一个更重要一点的智慧。
And there's a more important wisdom.
什么是好的，什么是不好的？
What is good, what is bad?
所以告诉你一个好消息。
I have good news for you.
所以基督徒们
，Christians, I have good news.
今天你看见 OK OMG 的时候。
If you watch OMG today,
看见 OMG 的时候，不要太紧张。
Don't worry.
所以不是指 Oh my God.
I'm not referring to Oh my God.
因为人都不认识神了。
Because people do not know God anymore.
也不是 Oh my goodness.
is not oh my goodness.
因为在人中没有好的，也没有良善的。
And because there's no one good among us.
那是什么？
What is that? What
does oh my Google!
Oh my Google!
This 个年代没有任何的智慧去分辨真的、假的、好的、不好的。
This age does not give us the wisdom to tell truth from lies, to tell good from bad.
另外的，保罗讲到另外一点。
Paul mentioned another thing.
所以保罗是很完备的，是神的话语，不单单是在外面。
Paul's teaching is quite comprehensive.
现在讲到在里面的。
And he is not teaching outside behavior, but also internal attitude.
很多人不懂得神的心意，不了解真理的话，在这方面也做了很多的文章。
Many people not knowing God's truth, not knowing God's word.
所以这边说，Bible 所教训的都是歧视老人家。
And Here, some people made too much about this verse. It said the Bible discriminates against old people.
歧视女性。
They discriminates against the females.
啊，不是吗？既全了世俗的言语啊，你可以讲得动一点点老虎的荒谬的话，太过分一点了吧
？Didn't the Bible say that have nothing to do with God, with godless myths and old wives' tales?
对啊，为什么不是老夫
？So why not old husbands？
为什么不是小朋友
？Why not children's tales？
小朋友才无知
，and children are less knowledgeable。
他们讲的话才荒谬
，and their tales are not would be unreal。
为什么不是 OK 男人
？Why not men's？
男人就不荒谬吗
？Didn't the guys tell tales？
是我们没有真的看清楚。
So we are misunderstanding God's words here.
老的女人是我们当中一个翻译而已。
This translation old wife is just a translation.
头一个就是我们中文。
And first we have the Chinese translation.
老不单单只是说年纪。
It says an old woman, but the original meaning old is not referring to age only.
那我们中文老如果不是指年龄的话是指什么
So what does that old mean if it is not referring to age?
是什么
What is it?
惯常的事情是不是
It's a platitude. It's
常常做的事情
It's the things that we do over and over, we just repeat.
所以没有新的了老的永远是做同样的事情
There's nothing new, just repeating the same thing over and
over. 然后另外的这个服的人，我们说是女人 ，OK。
And woman must be referring to female。
只是更清楚的，我们应该翻译成为 OK 妻子。
Okay. So the English translation is better than the Chinese translation. It says old wives, not old ladies.
因为圣经是写在一个文化的背景底下。
The Bible was written in certain cultural context.
在那个时候还是男的。大部分的时间在外面工作
in that,
做外面的事情
In Bible age the men usually work outside
作为一个妻子的话她就在家里面管家里面的事情
Many wives take care of their household
圣经里面是很平衡的
The Bible is balanced
两样东西都是很重要的
Both external work and household work are important
外面的影响我们要注意
We need to pay attention to external influence.
但是在家里面发生什么事情呢？我们也是要注意。
But those things we keep doing repeating at home, we need to pay attention to.
所以这边如果老是哈太太在家里面 ，OK， 老是讲这些话，讲是一些的 ，OK， 你会想象在那个时候那些是怎么样的一个人
？So you can imagine that in addition to godless myths from the outside world, we also need to be alert of old wives' tales.
前几天在团契里面跟年轻的姐妹们聊天。
I was chatting with a few sisters a few days ago.
实在太忙。
They said that we are so busy.
又上班。
Do have to work.
又照顾小孩。
Have to take care of children.
又要去应付他的老师。
Have to deal with their schools.
回来又要应付那个大地。
I have to deal with the husbands.
什么时间都没有。
No time at all.
连呼吸一口气的空间都没有。
No time to breathe.
那就感谢主了。
And praise the Lord.
你还会做一些事情吗？
You have no time to tell tales.
你还有空闲说，哎，找你聊聊天，讲讲那个啊家闲话家常吗？
So at least we do not have time to for idle chat.
这边同样的。
And same thing here.
在圣经里面，那不是歧视女人。
In the Bible, this is not the Bible is not discriminating against women.
乃是指到在家里面，如果你是主要负责的哪些的任务，你把它丢下来。
It's referring to the fact that we should not forsake our duties at home.
然后你有很多空闲的时间做其他无聊的事情。
But to use the time to do idle things.
那当然，当中那个荒谬的事情就只是没有经过这个脑袋的。
And one of the things we do is to talk idle talk, tell tales.
是指到家里面是应该做那个教育的工作，做那个的关怀的工作。
At home, we should care and educate, not to tell tales.
你把它都丢下来，只是讲一些的无聊的事情，不惯痛痒的事情，不重要的事情。
At home, we should not forsake our true duties, but pick up, spend time on those idle things that does not go through brain, we just repeat.
所以你看见。
So you see,
这边主要的还是说怎么样能够教育一个完美的人。
So here the Bible is concerned about how we can educate a whole person.
如果在一个年代里面，家里面没有任何好的教育。
If in an age there's no good education at home,
外面的受一切都是骗人的啊，一些的啊的手段。
And with all the lies in the outside world,
我们会变成一个怎么样的人？
Then what kind of person would we become?
所以第三点是最主要的应用。
So number three, we talk about an important application.
保罗说你要好像一个运动员一样。
Paul said we should be like an athlete.
但是不是只是做体操而已。
Not only do physical training.
而是在金钱上面操练自己。
But train ourselves in godliness also.
所以不晓得你们有没有当一个很好的运动员。
Do we have good athletes here?
你很喜欢打某一个球类。
And you play a sport?
或者是说你很喜欢跑步啊，游泳。
You like to run? You like to swim?
你怎么样可以做一个好的运动员？
How can you be a good athlete?
你花了多少的时间？
How much time do you spend to train yourself physically?
几乎一个好的运动员是说每一天他要做。
A good athlete need to train himself every day.
每一天要花时间。
Every day spend time.
常常的检讨。
And examine themselves.
现在更好了，可以把自己拍下来 ，videotape.
Oh, yeah. Now we can even videotape ourselves.
我那个小动作里面，我的指头怎么样动
？And check every minor movement.
就是我跟那个纳达尔的分别了。
And yeah. So on every small movement of small parts, we excel ourselves.
那是操练。
That's true training.
练习，时间，恒心。
Training, time, patience, all of this matters.
更重要的，我们都了解。
And we all understand.
要付代价。
We need to pay the price to be a good athlete.
要付代价。
We have to pay a price.
很辛苦的当运动员。
No pain, no gain.
一定要付代价。
We have to pay.
但是知道代价以后，你可以拿到的。
And but what is the gain of all this?
这边保罗对我们的鼓励是什么
？And Paul here is what is Paul encouraging us to do?
因为我们的指望在乎什么
？What is our true hope?
回到教会里面的大前提是在乎永生的神。
And when we come back to the context today, we need to come back to the church of the living God, eternal God.
因为他是万人的救主。
God is the savior of all.
更是信徒的救主。
Now he is, of course, the savior of we believers.
今天亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters，
这一番话不单单是给我们出来的执事们，
Not only we are encouraging our deacons today，
他们是站在前面，
They stand in front，
他们是跑出来，
They stand out，
他们是做一个好榜样，
They should set a good example for us，
榜样是给我们看的，
That example is for us to follow，
看了以后不是哦那很好拍照，
We see them. We do not. We do not just clamor for them.
而是提醒到我们，我们也是神的仆人。
It's a reminder for us that we are all God's servants.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们做基督徒，很多时候忘记了我们自己的身份。
Brothers and sisters, so many times we forget our true identity as Christians.
头一点，在神的家里面，在心的提醒。神的家里面，我们的关系是永恒的。
In God's household, let me remind you again. Our relationship is eternal.
执事们更应该是如此。
And deacons should be good examples.
所以执事们，我不盼望再看见你们彼此吵吵闹闹的。
So deacons, I never want you to see you argue with each other. We never did.
没有吗
？Last year we did not.
Okay.
Thank you.
I take it for granted. Today is your day.
Thank you.
我不愿意看到而已。
I do not want to say that to happen.
没有说真的有啊。
I'm not saying that you did.
不要。
No.
千万不要。
Don't argue with each other. No.
从前不要，现在不要，将来也不要。
You walk in unity. Keep in that unity.
我们可以吵吵闹闹的表。自己的意见
We should not be quarrelsome to express ourselves.
但是我们彼此还是弟兄姐妹
We are still brothers and sisters in Christ.
永远是我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Forever we are dear brothers and sisters.
我们意见可以不同
We may have different opinions.
我们的关系是永恒的
But our relationship is eternal in the eternal God.
所以要做一个好仆人
So to be a good servant.
提醒弟兄姐妹
Remind our brothers and sisters.
神的家是真理的根基。
God's household is the foundation of the truth.
我们做一切为了真理。
We do everything for God's truth.
在当中没有任何的代价是太高的。
There's no price too high for us to pay.
愿神帮助祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us, help us.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的父神
Oh, Heavenly Father, Merciful Father.
今天你的儿女们来到你面前
Today we come before you as your children.
我们重新的立志
We set our mind.
我们要做一个好仆人
To be your good servants.
做一个顺命的儿女
To be submissive children.
作为这个世界的灯台
To be the lamp of this world.
福音一定会广传普天下
The gospel shall come out of here and reach the whole world.
因为这是神你的应许。
Because this is your promise.
我们感恩。
We praise you.
因为你把我们放在其中。
Because you put us here.
谢谢恩主。
We praise you, Lord.
感恩祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We praise your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.